This is Freedom ERP coming to you from the AboveTopSecret.com website with a podcast, maybe the first of several podcasts that I do. Just want to talk a little bit about politics, UK politics, anything else that takes my fancy, really. So I suppose the first big news in the UK is that we should be getting a new Prime Minister in not too long. Tony Blair had announced his intentions to resign. There was a lot of activity in the Labour Party to see if there was going to be a challenger for Gordon Brown, but it now seems that Gordon Brown has been voted for by the members of the Labour Party to be the next Prime Minister. And there have been a couple of interesting threads on the Above Politics, UK politics section regarding the sort of constitutional way that the UK does things. I suppose personally for me, I sort of like to vote for my Prime Minister, but I've always known that we don't actually vote for the Prime Minister in the UK. What we do is we vote for the party, and then the party that has the greatest number of seats, the leader of that party becomes the Prime Minister. So there have been some interesting posts on that one. I think the more interesting contest, as there is one, is going to be for the Deputy Prime Minister, and you can look online. There's many places you can go and look for the candidates. Certainly, again, for me, something I've not been able to find out, and I've maybe asked a couple of questions on a couple of forums in ATS, the Above Politics. Who does Gordon Brown prefer to be his deputy? Because it's strange that whilst he might be able to influence some of this one, who does he actually want? I've not found anything that says, you know, who does Gordon Brown really want? I mean, he's got a choice of Hilary Benn, Hazel Blears, John Credus, Peter Hain, Harriet Harman, or Alan Johnson. So if there's anyone out there who's listening to this, let me know, or put a thread together that says, you know, what does Gordon Brown think of this one? Something of interest that did pop up, there was a thread started by Muckwai, hope I got his name right, about Peter Hain regarding his involvement in the campaign in the 70s and 80s to remove the white government, I suppose is the best way to discover it, of Ian Smith from Rhodesia, and helped to put Robert Mugabe into power. And there was a interesting flurry there, but that's certainly probably one of the big highlights, certainly on the forums, of the vote for or the contest for Deputy Prime Minister. What else is going on in politics that interests me? Well, I have to say I've taken some interest and posted a lot of questions for the people in the ATS elections for the US presidency. It's quite interesting to see that it started off with a huge field, and it sort of seems to have come down to a much smaller number of candidates, but it's good to see that they're all, you know, posting questions are being posted. They're quite happy to answer questions, and it's good to see that there's a high level of very intelligent questions being asked, but also the candidates are obviously sitting down and actually thinking about what they want to do. I suppose what does interest me in looking at the profile of the candidates or their sort of affiliations, which they've sort of stated, they seem to be much more in the on the edges of the US politics. I don't sort of see a sort of absolutely definitive Democrat candidate, absolutely cast in the wood Republican. So that's interesting that the people from the ATS community who wanted to go forward to that one have typically been outside of what I would call the mainstream of US politics. Be that as it may, it's a very interesting thing, and I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to ask some more questions as I think of some, but also looking at some of the head-to-head and some of the debates that have taken place. If this is a reflection of potentially what can happen if people get together and think about issues, makes me more reassured for the future of everything. Not sure what else to talk about right now, so what I will do is sign off and say this is Freedom ERP coming to you via AboveTopSecret.com, Above Politics section. Laters.